Hey guys!
Welcome to episode number 7 of our podcast. I'm Brianna.
And I'm Serena. Here we're going to recap every episode of Once Upon a Time and compare them to their corresponding fairy tales and a bunch of other Disney movies. Today's episode is about the animated Cinderella movie, which was released in 1950.
Okay, so for our weekly Disney question, we have, who is your favorite Disney animal sidekick?
Okay, so, do you want to start with this one?
Okay, yeah, I can. So, I have, like, two favorite sidekicks that I like, and they're both from Tangled, obviously, and they're Pascal and Maximus, and I really like Maximus because he acts like a dog, and he fights with Flynn Rider a lot, and it's really funny. Like, especially the part where he has the frying pan in his mouth, and he literally, like, fights with him, and then, like, he hits Flynn Rider's frying pan off.
Yeah,
and I also like the part where they're going to the kingdom, and Maximus is only being nice because it's Rapunzel's birthday, and then whenever she's not looking, they, like, push against each other, but then, Pascal looks at them and they stop.
Yep. Because Pascal is the, mom of the group.
I like whenever he messes with Flynn Rider, like, when he first is, like, in the tower.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Pascal sticks his tongue out at people a lot.
Yeah, he put his tongue in Flynn Rider's ear twice.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's funny that Maximus acts like a dog. Every Disney sidekick basically acts like a dog.
Yeah, it's so weird. There's definitely more of that yeah. happens, too.
I'd be interested to see how they characterize a cat as a sidekick.
I mean, my cat acts like a dog sometimes. They probably make the cats evil since they always do that. They should make a good cat in a new Disney movie.
They should. Maybe there is already a good cat that we're just forgetting about.
I doubt it.
Anyways.
They always make them evil, like Lucifer and the Siamese cats from Lady and the Tramp.
Mm-hmm. Or just, like, strange.
Oh, wait, there's the Aristocats.
Oh, an entire movie dedicated to cats.
Well, I should make a new movie with cats.
Okay, as long as it's not Cats the movie.
Aristocats.
Oh, no. That would be Cats the movie.
Well, live action, but it's like CGI Cats.
Oh, like, okay, so like Lion King.
Yeah.
Okay. Cats the movie, just, I haven't seen
it,
but. I want to
watch it still.
Just the animation or whatever they did
but
to make them
human.
But
why was the cast so iconic? Like, how'd they get all of them in it knowing it would be bad? Do you think they knew it would be bad?
No. I don't think so. I think they just, all of them just were overpowered by their love for cats.
Maybe. That's why Taylor Swift was.
Yeah. Okay. My favorite Disney animal sidekicks. So, I'm gonna say Raymond the Firefly. Let me try that again. Raymond the Firefly from Princess and the Frog. He's so awesome. He's like,
I love his song.
Yeah. And he's like always pining for the star.
Evangeline.
Yeah.
But it's a firefly.
Yes, right. Sorry. My bad. Which is so cute. I feel like he really shows, like, elderly love, you know, how, like, you just continue to love people. He's just, he has a big heart. He really does. And it's so cute.
I literally cried whenever I first saw the movie and he died, because it's so sad.
Spoiler alert!
If you haven't seen it by now, like.
True. Yeah, no, but he has such a big heart, and a lot of times I think sidekicks are used as
comedy.
To be the, yeah, they're basically just used as comedy, but
yeah,
Raymond,
he was more important.
Yeah, he taught them lessons about how to love people and how to, you know, be good to people.
And like his sacrifice at the end, I feel like no other sidekicks have died before.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Like, he literally saved them.
Olaf melted.
Yeah, but Elsa can just reform him.
True. True. Yeah.
I guess he did die, though.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yes. Okay, so Raymond the Firefly, but I want to say Mushu is a very, 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 very close second because he's hilarious.
I like him a lot, but not in Mulan 2.
I haven't...
Because he was so obsessed with the pedestal that he tried to break them up.
True.
And why didn't it work?
Because Mushu just knows people.
But yeah, he's cool.
He is cool. I like him a lot. But yes, Raymond is better.
Yeah, Raymond is awesome. Mm-hmm. Don't they call him like Ray Ray or something?
Yeah.
I swear they do that.
Something like that.
Remember when he sings the love song and then the frogs fall in love?
Yeah.
It's so cute. Like when they dance together, and then I remember the part where she's like cutting the stuff,
mm-hmm.
like the food.
Oh, yeah.
And then she made him cut.
I love Tiana. I really do.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna switch to Disney and Marvel news.
Oh, yeah. So Marvel finally announced like the new names of some of the movies that are coming out soon. And so Black Panther 2 is gonna be called Black Panther Wakanda Forever, which is really cool. And I think they're trying to make it a tribute to Chadwick Boseman, which mm-hmm. is awesome. And I know they're not recasting him for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then Captain Marvel 2 is gonna be called The Marvels, because it's like her, like, uniting with Monica from WandaVision.
Yes! I'm so excited to see how her power develops.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, because I have no idea what she has.
Mm-hmm. Well, she must have something similar to Wanda's, like, witch power, because she got it by going through Wanda's barrier so many times. Some kind of exposure to that. So I would think that her powers are somewhat similar, but it is a different color, which always means something different.
Yeah. So what if she, like, randomly, like, had the power inside of her, and it needed something to, like, activate the power?
That could be... I mean, she has... Didn't she play some kind of role with, like... Well, she was blipped for 5 years.
Yeah.
So that must have been... I feel like that had some... Might have had some sort of
It could have, but also it happened to, like, lots of people.
That's true. Didn't she have something to do with space in the Marvel movie? Captain Marvel
movie? I think she was, like... I thought she was trying to be a pilot or something. But I don't know, because I know that's what her mom did, but I don't know if that's true. Wait, no, I don't think she did, because she was a nurse or something.
Okay.
Wait, was she a nurse? I'm very confused.
No, I think she was a pilot, right? Because she and Captain Marvel, they flew together, didn't they?
Maybe. I honestly can't remember.
Yeah, I
can't
remember.
That show was too long ago. I think I thought she was a nurse, but I think her mom was in the hospital. Okay. And that's why she went back.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so the Marvels, that'll be cool. And then Ant-Man and the Wasp. The next movie is Quantumania. I don't know what to say.
I don't even know how to feel about it. Like, I know a lot of people like Ant-Man, but, like, I don't really care about those movies as much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are funny, but, like...
It's a very different vibe, these movies. Like, especially because he has a kid.
Uh-huh. But now his kids are, like, older, so maybe she'll be important.
She might be, yeah.
Maybe she'll eventually be a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Iron Man's daughter is eventually supposed to be in the Avengers, too.
Mm-hmm.
But she's way younger.
That'll be interesting if they try to use the new generation of kids as
They'll probably do that, but not for a long time.
Yeah.
But eventually they probably will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that happening. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because they already had,
They have Hawkeye's daughter. That would probably do something, too.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, in Ant-Man and the Wasp, like, they had, what's his name?
Hank Pym.
Yeah, Pym, his daughter became the Wasp, right? So it's like, it's already kind of like a family thing.
I love her because she's also in The Hobbit.
What?
Yeah, that's how I knew who she was.
Oh, I haven't watched that movie.
She played one of the elves.
Okay, gotcha. And then, what I'm most excited to talk about, Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, we finally finished it not even that long ago.
Yeah, like a week, last weekend?
Probably. Oh my gosh, we were way behind.
Yeah, well, okay, like 3 episodes behind, but we caught up pretty fast.
Yeah, but I feel like it ended for a while before we finished.
Yeah, a couple weeks, but you know what? It was worth it. We could see them all pretty quickly. And we have a new Captain America.
Yeah, I was so happy when that finally happened because I was over Walker. Like, I was over him from like the 1 second he showed up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's easy to not like him because we knew that the original Captain America wanted Sam to take the shield. Yeah, and then, like, this guy swooped in.
Random dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the government apparently controls everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I didn't like him either, but I think he was an accurate portrayal of somebody that could have been put
That's
in a position.
That's true, because he's super, like, he could get manipulated easily.
Yeah.
And then, like, once he has a power, he gets, like, power hungry.
Yeah, and I think there is a lot of pressure when you are following someone, anybody, you know, like, in their position.
Yeah.
So,
but like, if you can't handle that, don't do it.
Yeah. But, I mean, did he really have a choice? The government was trying to find somebody new, clearly.
I feel like he could have said no.
I mean, I guess he could have, yeah.
Because they have lots of people in the military. But he, you know, he wanted some glory.
Yeah. Well,
whereas the real Captain America did stuff to help people, not for the glory.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, his motives, I think his motives were to help people, primarily.
Yeah, but I know, like, he wanted some glory.
Well, yeah, okay.
Like, if someone asked me to be a superhero, I'd want to do it for the glory.
Yeah, I mean, I think that also comes with asking somebody to do that, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the original Captain America, he wasn't necessarily asked to do it in the same way. He was given the super soldier serum, but he was already, like, scrawny, basically. So,
yeah.
Taking that, I think what he assumed that he wasn't gonna be Superman or anything, he just thought he was gonna be more like everybody else.
He wanted to be in the military and they always rejected him because he had a lot of health problems and was really small.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, he was, so, like, eventually he got in because the doctor helped him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think he just thought, like, it would help him be a little better. But
yeah,
he definitely, I don't think he really had selfish motives. I think he was really just trying to serve his country.
Yeah.
He was very, like, focused on that.
Yeah. What am I saying? What I'm trying to say is that when Captain America was offered that serum, I don't think he thought that he was going to become Superman or, like, some hero. But when Walker was offered that shield, he had to become a superhero. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think there was a difference in the way that those things were offered to them, and
but, like, I also don't get that, because basically after everything happened, with starting with Sokovia and onward, I feel like they kind of punished the Avengers and, like, all the superheroes and stuff, so I would find it weird that they would want a new superhero.
I actually don't, because the Avengers were always independent of the government, right?
Well, they had them in Civil War. They had Tony.
Sort of.
They had half of them.
Yeah.
The other ones, they locked up for being fugitive.
Right, but then, like, when everything was said and done, Captain America kind of won that argument. They were still independent.
Well, okay, but they were independent, but if they caught them, they would have gone to jail. Like, they were literally fugitives in Infinity War. There was just no one to stop them to save the world.
I guess. But that's the thing, though. They were independent. It doesn't matter if they were fugitives. They weren't under the government control. And without somebody under the government control that can basically do some of the same things that the Avengers do, right? The government is going to want to be able to combat that. That's an uncontrollable force that could turn on them at any time. They probably feel like they need protection of some sort.
Yeah. You but know? I just don't get why they turn against them, especially after they literally, like, resaved the population that disappeared.
I mean, okay, yeah.
They literally saved so many people.
They did, yes. But, again, like, the government has so many things that they have to think about. Not only saving people. I mean, I think naively we want to think that the government is purely about making people's lives better, but it's also in being able to make people's lives better, they have to consider so many different aspects. Like, having that, when someone has that much power and they're human, you have to consider both that they're very, they had saved the world, but they also are uncontrollable. Who knows? That a group of super soldiers, superheroes, they might get old, their powers might lash out in some way that even those superheroes can't control, and what are they going to do about it? What are the government going to do if that group of people suddenly becomes a danger, even if it's from no fault of their own, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
It's hard, because, like, I mean, watching the movies, you know,
it's just annoying. They literally save people and the government gets mad at them.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think in real life, if superheroes existed, we'd be annoyed at them. Like, can you, the destruction that they cause?
I think if we had superheroes, it would be, like, vigilantes.
Yeah.
And I feel like the police and government would be mad, but I feel like the people wouldn't, because the person would be trying to help people, and a lot of people would see that as a good thing. Obviously, like, the military, like, cops and government would not like it.
Yeah.
Because they're a threat to them.
Yeah.
But I think if there was, like, an actual superhero, the civilian population would be happy about it, for the most part.
I think, for the most part, yeah. If they get affected badly by that superhero in some way, they would be...
That's true.
...not as inclined to like them. But I think you do have a point. I think that if we did have real-life superheroes, it would be something like Batman, you know?
Yeah, or like Arrow.
Yeah, right. How they have to deal with
that.
Yeah,
because he's like a normal fighter person.
But. Yeah.
Also, like, I was thinking about, like, Spider-Man and how, like, at the end of Far From Home, Mysterio, like, revealed his whole identity. And so I'm like, I have no idea where this is going, but I really want to know. Like, I'm so excited to find out.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because it's sort of a similar plot line to Iron Man. At the end of the first Iron Man, his name got revealed.
But I feel like it'll be way more chaotic.
It will definitely be way more chaotic because Iron Man, Tony Stark, was a billionaire. He had a lot of power to be able to hide himself, to be able to...
Yeah, but Spider-Man's literally in high school.
Yeah, and he's gonna have to face his aunt. He's gonna have to face
Well, his aunt already knows.
Oh, right. Sorry,
I forgot about that. He is happy.
Mm-hmm.
And his, like, two friends that know.
Yeah, but then the rest of high school... Oh,
dude, I can't wait for the reaction of the dude that's so mean to him. I forgot his name, but he was like, oh, Spider-Man's, like, the coolest Avenger, and then he looks at Peter Parker and is like, you suck.
That's gonna be so funny. I can't wait for him to find out
he's gonna die.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I think his name's Flash or something. Yeah, his name is Flash. Eugene Flash Thompson, but they call him Flash.
No way. That's so funny.
I think he's gonna die. I'm just ready for him to, like, react. I hope they show his reaction. They better.
Oh, when you said die, I thought you meant, like, actually die.
What? No.
Whoops. Yeah.
He's gonna be so embarrassed.
Yeah. That'll be interesting, though. To see how different... I want to be able to compare Spider-Man 3 to Iron Man 2, you know?
Yeah.
Because basically, the second Spider-Man, Far From Home, was a redoing. It's like Iron Man, but it's creating a new Iron Man type person.
But the whole point was that he would be like not Iron Man. Like, the whole time, they were trying to say he was the new Iron Man, but he proved that, like, he's his own superhero.
Well, yeah, he's his own superhero, but they were trying to, like, they're trying to mesh the characteristics together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think they played a song that was an Iron Man.
They did, and it was the best scene. It was so good!
Yeah, oh my gosh. Far From Home was so good, like, I know, like, some Spider-Man fans didn't think it was the best, but I think it's the best of, like, the ones Tom Holland has done so far.
I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's the best.
I love the visual effects so much.
Oh, yeah.
The visual effects were good. And I love the cute little romance, too.
Yeah, that was also good.
And they gave Zendaya way more screen time, because in the first one, she was, like, barely in it, and I was so mad, because I watched it for her.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I actually really liked the concept of Mysterio as a villain. It was very interesting to have.
And they tied it all the way back to Iron Man.
Uh-huh.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
And Captain America, I think. It was just, like, I just love the visual effects so much. It was so confusing and awesome. That's why, like, I also love Doctor Strange, because it's kind of, like, the same thing.
Mm. I need to watch Doctor Strange again, because I do remember that the visuals were really cool.
They were awesome.
But I haven't seen it. Or, I have seen it, but I haven't seen it in a long time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we good to move to actual Cinderella? All right. So, the topic of today's episode is Cinderella in as many ways that we can present it to you as possible. So, in the past couple of weeks, because this episode is a long time in the making, we have watched the animated Cinderella from 1950, which is the main focus. We also watched Ever After. I don't know if you guys know that movie, but it has Drew Barrymore in it. And it's one of the movies that I watched a lot as a kid with my family, because we owned it. So that's another Cinderella story that's kind of like a live-action Cinderella. We're going to watch, or not watch, we're going to talk about the actual Disney live-action Cinderella. We're going to talk about the Grimm's Fairy Tale version of Cinderella, and also the Cinderella musical, if you guys know that one, the movie version, because I know there are actual performances of that musical, but we're talking about the movie version with Whitney Houston in it, and a bunch of other awesome people.
Was Whoopi Goldberg in it?
Yes, okay. She was the queen.
Oh, yeah.
And some famous person was the king, too. I forget what his name is.
I did not know him.
Yeah, but you guys hopefully have watched the animated version of Cinderella. If you haven't, go watch it right now before you continue with the podcast. But we're going to compare it to Grimm's Fairy Tale first. So, some interesting differences between the animated and the Grimm's Fairy Tale. So, the Grimm's Fairy Tale is a little bit more gruesome than
All the Grimm's fairy tales are like that.
Yeah, there are definitely aspects where it becomes more, I don't know if it's realistic. It's more
they're
like,
they're trying to make it seem like darker, because I feel like that way, it isn't realistic, but like, maybe it helps convey the theme better.
I guess, yeah.
Or, like,
yeah,
they just want to make it seem like fairy tales aren't actually perfect, just like life isn't actually perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't really know much about them.
Yeah. But anyway, so the first difference that you may or may not have heard of, when the stepsisters are trying to fit their feet into the shoe, in the animated movie, they're kind of just shoving their ridiculously large feet.
One girl literally, like, curls her foot so it looks like it fits, but there's, like, an arch. And the dude's like, oh, it fits. And then it, like, flies off her foot.
That looks so uncomfortable. That arch is not possible.
I don't know how she did that. That's actually really creative.
Yeah, I think they took, like, I feel like it's, like, a rubber foot that they just bent. I don't know. It looked painful.
It was animated.
I mean, yeah.
It was a drawing.
But in my mind, I see it as, like, a rubber foot, because there's no way a foot actually bends like that.
Anyways. The other girl literally just put her toe in and then hid the rest of her foot behind her dress.
Which was way smarter.
Honestly, that is smarter.
And a lot less painful. But in the Grimm's fairy tale, the sisters, are more resourceful and smarter, and they actually cut off their toes.
Well, one cuts off their toes, and then one cuts... Well, no, they don't even do it. The mom makes them. She's like, you have to cut off...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure mom doesn't. She, like, cuts off one of the girl's toes, and then the other girl, she cuts off the heel.
Ooh.
And then there's literally, like, blood seeping into the slipper.
But the... Well, okay, yeah.
I swear the mom tells him to do it.
That's crazy, though. Can you imagine?
Or that's just an Into the Woods. But I feel like it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've discovered that Into the Woods and the Grimm's fairy tale is actually very similar.
So which, makes sense, because Into the Woods tries to make the fairy tales, like, have, like, a darker twist. Mm-hmm. But I don't realize how many similarities there were.
Yeah. Sorry, I am referencing my Grimm's fairy tale.
I feel like the stepmother just was, like, told them to hold out their foot, so, like, it's, like, an axe or something, like, weird, and then she cuts them off.
Maybe.
I feel like I read this in school, too.
No, yeah, it was her mother. So, it reads, so her mother gave her a knife and said, cut a bit off thy heel. When thou art queen, thou wilt have no more need to go on foot.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I definitely read that in school.
Yikes.
In, like, middle school.
Yeah. Dedication. A little too much dedication.
Yeah, like, what? You think, like, I don't get why they think that, like, if they fin the suit, the prince will, like, realize they're a true love, because he kind of knows what she looks like. Mm-hmm. And, like, for example, Anastasia has, like, red hair. So you think he's just gonna magically be like, oh, did you dye your hair or something?
I know. And the funny thing is, especially in the animated, they introduce themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he literally, like, rolls his eyes at them. He's so savage.
Yeah. So it's not like he's gonna think that you're suddenly the other girl when he knows who you were.
Like, they kind of, like, do that in the third Cinderella movie. I don't know if you've seen it, but, like, the stepmother, like, reverses time with the fairy godmother's wand to before he met Cinderella. Uh-huh. And then, like, I think, like, whenever they're gonna do the search, she, like, brings Anastasia to him and then says that, she's his true love, and he doesn't even, like, he's like, no, you're not. Like, I know what she looks like. And then the fairy godmother has the stepmother has the wand, and she, like, does a spell on him, so he thinks Anastasia is Cinderella.
Oh my gosh. That stepmother, crafty.
Yeah, the movie's actually really good, because it's so chaotic.
Yeah, I haven't seen, I don't think I've seen that one, but.
I wonder if it's on Disney. I know I have it on DVD randomly.
Yeah. So that's the one of the differences.
Oh, they do have it.
Oh, they do? Okay.
We should watch it sometime.
Yes.
Okay.
So. One of the other differences is that there is no fairy godmother in the Grimm's fairy tale. So the fairy godmother, or what plays the role of the fairy godmother, is a magic tree. So, what happens is Cinderella is a really strange child and asks her father for a branch when he leaves on, like, a business trip or something.
Yeah, and I was like, why? Like, can't she just pick up a, like, stick off the ground? Are there no trees near your house?
Yeah.
Like, what?
I don't know. That confused me a little bit, but she did. That's what she asked for.
Maybe there's significance.
I guess.
In the story.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember there being significance in it. But I guess it's more so that she asked for something simple. It's the same kind of thing with Belle. Like,
yeah, where she asked for a rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess that's what they were looking for in that. Yeah, so she asked for a branch. He brings it back, like the good father that he is, and then she plants it on her mother's grave, and that branch magically grew into a magic tree, because I don't know how you could just take a branch, unless it was a twig that was a tree. I don't know
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can't grow a branch.
Yeah, but magic, so... that magical tree grants wishes, just like fairy godmother does.
Is there, like, a limit?
I think there was 3 wishes. Oh, okay. It's usually 3 wishes.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Yeah. So,
does it only grant wishes to her? Like, what if her stepsons walked outside and they were like, I want to marry the prince?
No, I think it is only to her, because she says something like, special to the tree. Okay. I can't confirm that until I actually look at it, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Mm. So yeah, there's no fairy godmother. There are also 3 different balls where she meets the prince, Cinderella does, instead of just 1. And the prince is way smarter in the Grimm's fairy tale and actually has somewhat of a personality, sort of, in the book, because... For one thing, he actually follows her back to her house.
Wait, so he knows where she lives?
Yeah. So he walks her back to her house, or
so
he wants
he
to.
So couldn't he just go to their house later?
Yeah, okay. So.
I'm so confused.
So he wants to follow her back to her house, and then she hides in, like, a pigeon house. Let's see. Oh, yeah, yeah. So it says, but the king's son said, I will go with thee and bear thee company, for he wished to see to whom the beautiful maiden belonged. She escaped from him, however, and sprang into the pigeon house. The king's son waited until her father came, and then he told him that a stranger maiden had leapt into the pigeon house. The old man thought, can it be Cinderella? And they had
him... Is the father alive?
Yeah, in this one, the father is alive.
What? Then why are they mean to her?
I don't know. Her father's a little crazy because he thinks Cinderella might be in the pigeon house, but then he chops it up with an axe. Like, the pigeon house.
Wait, so he wants her to die?
I don't know.
What? That's so creepy.
It's so, like, they don't explain it very well. In this story.
Wait, what does it say?
It says, okay, so it says, the old man thought, can it be Cinderella? And they had him bring an axe and a pickaxe that he might hew the pigeon house to pieces, but no one was inside it.
Oh, so maybe he thought that he could just break it to see if she was in there? Or he just wanted
it's
her to
axe.
Die?
It's an axe! It's an axe! You don't just swing that around if you think it might, you know,
maybe he, like, tried to hit the door.
I guess. It's
just
not
just
clear.
It seems like he hates her.
I know. I don't know. It's just not clear in this story. But anyway.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah. So, there's 3 balls. So in one of them, she hides from him. And then I think the last ball, that's when she loses her shoe. But she loses her shoe because the prince is fed up of losing her. So he puts tar on the steps. So that she would get stuck, theoretically. But, of course, she loses her shoe in the tar and manages to get out of that and somehow get down around the tar. I don't know how you would avoid that. But.
He should have extended the ball to see if she would come back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was also an Into the Woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just thought that was interesting because we see no tar in the animated version, and they do send soldiers off to chase her, which is
the creepy soldiers that look like shadows with red capes.
Yeah.
That's not creepy at all.
Yeah, that was kind of aggressive.
Yeah, they just, like, stormed out like the Ringwraiths from Lord of the Rings. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because, like, the prince is good, the king is good, so why do their soldiers look so evil?
Yeah, it was just weird. I was like, maybe they just were too lazy to make actual people.
Maybe. You know, they could have maybe used that scene from another movie. I've heard or read somewhere that some of, like, the dancing scenes, they use the same silhouettes and the same dances, they just somehow change the outlines a little bit, so it's a different person.
Interesting.
So, like, with Sleeping Beauty, and, there was something else, too. Maybe it was, like, Snow White or something.
Snow White doesn't have a dancing.
I don't know. But there's
another prince.
Yeah. Or, oh, no, maybe it was Cinderella. I don't know, because they dance.
Oh, so you mean Cinderella.
Yeah. Sleeping Beauty. Maybe, yeah, I don't know, but I know that that scene is repurposed in some way. You guys should look it up. And, yeah, that's kind of it. Although Cinderella is not as helpless as in the fairy tale, in the book, as she is or seems in the animated movie. She has a magic tree that could really give her whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
So she could have used that to become queen of the entire land if she wanted, you know? And she also is smart and can hide in places. Like, she escaped the prince, which, and escaped Tar. Like, I feel like both of those things are kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
Whereas Cinderella in the animated, she just kind of runs.
Yeah, and it's annoying because whenever she gets locked in the room at the end, she's literally just crying the whole time. Like, I would at least try to pick the lock, even though I probably wouldn't be able to do it. I'd feel better if I tried to do something, but she's just crying.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, make noise.
So yeah, that they yell know. So that they hear you.
Yeah. Because I swear, doesn't somebody... There's some version. Oh, I think it's the live action.
It's because, like, she doesn't know they're there, I think. And then she's, like, singing, and then they hear her.
Right. So, like, she could have sang something. She clearly sang a lot in the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
She could have sung a song so that they would have heard her and known that she was upstairs.
Yeah,
not
or
just cried.
Like, screamed.
Yeah, exactly. Cinderella in the animated movie made me a little angry.
Yeah.
In some ways. But it was made in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
In 1950.
And it was probably, like, one of their first princess movies, too.
Yeah. So, I guess that's sort of a good segue, since we mentioned the live action, to talking about the live action a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've talked a little bit about the prince's personality, but the animated version, you only see the prince for about...
I feel like it's even less than in Snow White.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Also, they don't even say his name. Even though it's, like, Prince Charming, they don't say anything.
Yeah. It's interesting that they didn't say the name for either Snow White or Cinderella's.
Yeah, it's like, why do they not want the princess to have a personality?
I wonder if it was strategic, actually. Because it's a Disney princess movie, not a fairy tale movie.
That's
so, like,
true.
Trying to make the princess the sole focus of it, rather than the pair of them. Or, like,
yeah.
The prince saving the princess, you know?
That's true. It's just weird to me still.
Yeah, it is weird. Like, both people can have a personality. Like, she shouldn't... The princess shouldn't be threatened just because we know more things about the prince, you know?
Yeah, like, it shouldn't take away from the princess.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that maybe that's...
What they thought.
What they could have thought.
Yeah.
To bring more focus to the princess. To not give as much screen time to the prince.
Yeah. It's just weird because the movies are so short. Like, they could have definitely added something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and maybe
and
that's...
They always give the side characters, like, more stuff.
Yeah, which we talked about in the Snow White movie, but it's the same thing here. Like
with the mice, I love. Like, the mice are awesome.
Yeah, and it helps because the mice actually can talk and, like, they have more personality.
Yeah.
Whereas in Snow White, it was kind of just the animals were helping out and they were being cute.
I thought it was interesting that the mice can talk, but the dog and the cat didn't.
Right.
And the birds didn't either.
That's true.
I feel like it would have been interesting if Lucifer, like, we knew his thoughts. Like, can we have a movie about just Lucifer's development?
Lucifer had drama in his past life.
I swear, like, come on. Okay, I'll just make a short film about Lucifer and post it can play Lucifer.
Oh my gosh.
What if I actually did that?
Please send that to me. Can we?
That's such a good idea. I can make Lucifer have such a traumatic past. Maybe the stepmother, like, threw him out of the window once and then he hated people.
But he loves the stepmother. So it can't have been the stepmother.
No, he only likes her because she punishes Cinderella. Because remember when she was like, give Lucifer a bath and he was so mad?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I should definitely do that. I want Disney to make a movie about Lucifer. Like, they're making a movie about Cruella de Vil. How about we make a movie just about Lucifer?
That would be such a twist. Oh my gosh.
It would be so good.
It would be interesting to see how they do it, especially given how many years it's been since Cinderella.
Was Lucifer even in the live action? No. Were the mice in it?
The mice were sort of in it, I think. But they didn't talk.
Like, I need Lucifer content. Maybe that's why I like animated better.
Yeah.
He's just, like, even though he's terrible, I just like the little, like, cat and mouse fight thing.
Yeah. Oh, which I wanted to talk about. This is skipping all over the place in our outline here, but the mice and the cat, Lucifer, are constantly, like, chasing each other, fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really see the influence of Tom and Jerry in this movie.
Yeah.
Because Tom and Jerry was popular, I think, in the 1940s. Let's see.
I think it said 40s to 50s was the original one.
Yeah, I believe so.
And then they made a reboot.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the original? It looks so weird. Like that?
What is that? I don't know what that is. I don't claim that, Tom and Jerry, but this one
is. Wait, it was a cartoon first?
Yeah.
Wait. Does it mean, like, cartoon TV show or actual, like, comic?
I think maybe it was a comic beforehand.
Wait, what? Look on that.
This one? Yeah.
Oh, the actual show is in the 70s.
I don't know.
Maybe it was an actual comic book for. Oh, wait, it says short film.
Yeah, I think the short films were created. It said the short films were created in 1940.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah.
Wait,
so
when did the new one come out?
So the old ones, the original one was 1940 to 1958, which is why we're talking about this right now, because it's in the same period. But the new ones,
maybe I have just seen the newer one. But yeah. I feel like I watched it before I was 13.
I don't know.
So I'm confused. Maybe they play reruns. I don't know.
They might play reruns, because I've seen some episodes of Tom and Jerry, and I think they were from the original show. It was just played on a TV.
Yeah, because I feel like I definitely watched it before the new one.
Mm-hmm. But in any event, what I was saying was that, so Tom and Jerry was airing between 1940 and 1958, and it was hugely popular during that time. And as we talked about, Disney was losing money.
Oh, yeah, I think I read that, like, they made Pinocchio and
Fantasia.
Oh, yeah, Pinocchio, Fantasia, and Bambi. Making all three of those movies, they lost, like, $4 million. Mm-hmm. And I think it said that, like, Cinderella was, like, their last shot, or Disney would have closed its doors, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
So crazy. Like, imagine if Disney didn't exist.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be so sad. Weird. Weird. Would Pixar rule the film industry?
I feel like they would.
That'd be so interesting.
I can't imagine anyone else.
Yeah. But kind of to connect that, I wonder if they added the mice and the cat fights and, like, that element to it because Tom and Jerry was so popular at the time, so they wanted to use it as, like, a attention-grabbing
thing.
That's
definitely the best part of the movie.
It is one of the better parts, yeah. So that's just something to think about.
I also like the random first scene, even though it's weird, like, the parts is, like, getting ready with the animals. For some reason, I like it a lot.
The song is really good.
Yeah. I think it's just, like, nostalgic
to me. Yeah. I didn't realize she actually, like, didn't want to get up. I kind of thought she just got out of bed and was like, oh, good morning.
Yeah, she was like, even the castle orders me around or something.
Yeah, that was so funny. I was like, oh, yep, I see.
It's funny because she never seems mad, but she was really mad in that part.
Going back to the live action just a little bit, we talked about, like, Prince's personality, but we didn't really dive too deep into it.
Yeah, we never really talk about him. We talk more about the animated one.
Mm-hmm. So, in the live actions, you can really see both the Disney live action and Ever After, you really get different takes on the person, the Prince's personality.
Yeah, and Once Upon a Time, too.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true. So in the live action, Disney live action, you have a prince who basically wants to marry for love and doesn't want to marry strategically for, like, power.
I don't really remember this that much.
Well, they meet in a forest and he falls in love with her.
Wait, isn't he chasing, like, a stag or something? And then she's, like, let the stag go? Or is that a thing?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And they have a whole conversation. And he pretends to be an apprentice, sort of, because she doesn't know him. And I think he portrays himself as a very humble prince.
Yeah, I don't remember enough. Honestly, like, I've only seen it a few times.
Yeah, I just really liked that live action for some reason. I really don't know why I liked it so much.
It's, like, so random to me. Like, I watched Mirror Mirror more than that, and Mirror Mirror isn't even a Disney movie.
Yeah, Mirror Mirror is good, too.
We can talk about that. It's so funny. We should, like, have an episode on it because it makes me laugh so much. Like, it's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, we should definitely circle back around to it when we talk about Snow White.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Not COVID.
So, he's pretty humble, I think.
I feel like he, I don't know. Is he ever, like, annoying?
Not that I remember, but I also may be biased because I really love the movie. I don't think he is, and I really loved that he came to make sure, like, that the woman he loved was actually the woman that he loved in the very end.
Oh,
he
came in disguise. True. Oh, I remember one of, like, the guards. I remember what he looks like.
Yeah.
His friend guard dude.
Yeah, he's cool. I like him.
Yeah, I wish I remembered more about him. I feel like he annoyed me. But I don't know.
You know who really annoyed you? The prince from Ever After.
I was so mad at him. Especially at the part where, like, he finds out she's not a rich person. And then he literally, he humiliates her and is like, I don't want to date you anymore. And then he lets her be depressed. What the heck? And then she goes back to him. That's not a good relationship.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be mean again.
I mean, to be fair, I think part of it was, like, the shock of being lied to, you know?
Like, you shouldn't care.
I mean,
it's not like she was playing him. She just didn't.
But part of it, I swear part of it was, like, the trust, you know, aspect of it. Because imagine, you think you know this person, and then they suddenly do a 180, in whatever sense. Even if it's not money.
Like, he's had to have lied about something.
Of course, yeah.
So what?
But, like, that's a very large lie in this time.
He could have been nice and been like, oh, okay, bye.
He definitely could have not humiliated her as badly as he did.
Yeah.
He could have taken her to the side and actually, like, had a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, mature adults. But he didn't, because he was angry.
It just made me so angry. Like, I was like, why did he do that? That was so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, he was annoying. I really liked
him. Oh, yeah, and he, like, thought since people were poor, they could be slaves or something.
Yeah, oh, he was definitely, so, different take. Like, the prince in live, the Disney live action was, I feel like he was very humble for the most part, even if he had some not perfect ideas about people who were poor or something like that. I think it's more because he wasn't exposed to it in that live action, but in Ever After he just seems kind of presumptuous.
He's so mean. Like, it's not people's fault that they don't have money.
Yeah.
You should be concerned if, like, your kingdom is full of mostly poor people.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he definitely, and part of it is Danielle teaches him that. Like, I think he's arrogant.
Is that the mom?
No, that's... Oh, wait.
Who's Danielle?
Isn't that her name? Or is that the name that she uses when she's pretending to be the...
Oh, couch? You're talking about that girl?
Yeah.
I thought her...
Drew Barrymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. I don't...
She, like, okay, because she has... is well-read and is knowledgeable about what it means to have worked and, like, be poor.
And she's treated as a servant.
Right. So, like, she teaches him so much about how...
But he still doesn't really care.
Yeah.
He's, like, one of those guys that, like, fake listens.
Yeah,
I guess. And doesn't take their opinions that much, unless it benefits him.
I guess, that's true. I mean, that's what we see in the course of the movie, yeah. Obviously. He could have many more layers of personality, but yeah. in the way that the movie portrayed
him. It's a
him,
fictional person.
Yeah.
So it doesn't... It yeah. just makes me mad that he thinks things like that. I know, like, he's not, like, well-educated. But
he should be, though, because he's a prince.
He should be, but even if he was, it would be fine as long as he, like, was open to learning more. But... he seemed kind of not open.
Yeah. I think he's one of those princes, his life was planned out very much.
Yeah.
During his life, everything was planned out for him, and he just wanted to be free and be on...
But that's like Prince Naveen, but then he becomes better.
Yeah. But I feel like... See, this is why Disney character development is so important. Naveen actually had character development, yeah. Whereas Ever After, they tried for that same level of character development, but then it didn't really get there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
So, that's Ever After in the live action.
Oh, and also in Ever After, Leonardo da Vinci is in it. And I was really confused. I was like, why is this famous person in a fairy tale movie?
Here's the deal. I think they really wanted to emphasize the French origin of Cinderella. Because if you didn't know, the story that most of Cinderella is based off of, like, the Disney Cinderella, and I think the Grimm's fairy tale is based off of a French...
yeah.
Fairy tale?
Yeah.
Even though there's a ton of different Cinderellas, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But I think what they were trying to do is emphasize the French heritage in bringing Leonardo da Vinci in, but it was just very random.
He's not from France, is he? Isn't he from, like, Italy?
Wait. Not Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo da Vinci.
I'm probably wrong.
You might be right, actually. I don't actually know where Da Vinci
is. I still
from.
Don't get why they named the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles after, like Michelangelo and all that.
Yeah. Oh, no! He was Italian!
Yes!
What?
But you should tell them about how you didn't question.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so when I was little, like I told you guys, I've watched this when I was little, and I totally didn't question it at all, having Da Vinci in the movie whatsoever. I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
He's honestly so awesome, though.
Yeah, he's a good character in the movie, but I find it so funny because before I watched it with you... I never thought that was weird,
yeah,
ever.
Did you even know who he was?
No, I knew who Da Vinci was, but I just didn't think about it. I don't know why. I just didn't think about the fact that they had just randomly plucked an artist from somewhere and put him in the movie.
It's just so random. Like, they don't usually do that, but it's cool, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess they were trying to put some history in there, but now... people are gonna accidentally think Da Vinci is French.
Yeah, remember like that annoying girl? And how in the Ever After movie, they're so mean to the other stepsister. And she's actually nice sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is really interesting that they do that. Because they don't exactly do that in any of the other Cinderella movies. They pretty much treat... I mean, the stepmother...
In the third one, they're kind of... Like, well, I don't know if it's the second or the third one or both.
I think it's the second.
But, like, Anastasia, like, you can see that she's kind of nice in a way. She was just had a bad upbringing. And then when she starts to try to be, like, nice, they're, like, they start being, like, mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really care about what she wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think in Ever After, they were emphasizing the fact that, like, the girls try to marry well.
Yeah, and, like, the other girl was super, like, pretty.
Mm-hmm. And technically, like, those sisters are kind of competing, right, for guys. Yeah. Which,
Remember when she wore, like, the horse head, and then there was another dude that had a horse head, and then they neighed, and then they fell in love.
That scene is the most random scene in that entire movie. but... Yeah, so what I was gonna say is I think they were emphasizing that and, like, the competition, and so the stepmother favored one over the other because she thought that, first of all, I think the prettier one or whatever, she was older.
Oh, probably.
So she was supposed to, like, marry first.
But it's just so mean.
Oh, yeah, of course, it's so mean. But I'm just trying to think, like, what... why their motive would have been.
Yeah, I feel like that's why.
Mm-hmm.
She was so mean and annoying.
Yeah, no, that blonde girl, so annoying. Not that blondes are annoying, just her. She was the worst,
Didn't
that character.
Didn't they lie and say that the Cinderella girl was getting married or something?
Yes, but that was the stepmother. Oh,
I
yeah, that was the stepmother.
I think the daughter agreed with it, though.
After the stepmother came up with the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They were just very manipulative and cruel.
Yeah.
But that's what their characters are supposed to do, so. Accurate portrayal, I guess.
I feel like it's not hard to make someone evil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in Cinderella.
Yeah. Just insult their mother and then everything goes crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I also want to touch on the Cinderella musical. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah. I like the prince in that one, actually.
Yeah.
Because he seems super sweet.
So Rodgers and Hammerstein, if that, those names ring a bell.
I feel like more older people have seen that one, because mm-hmm. I never saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, we actually did that musical as one of our high school musicals.
In, like, middle school or something, we did this weird play of Cinderella, but there were, like, three different girls that played Cinderella, and I had some random part that was weird. I feel like I was a juggler or something. I always got the male parts. Like, whenever I was in Into the Woods, I was Rapunzel's prince, but I actually thought that was great. So.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, so the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Cinderella is awesome, especially the version with Whitney Houston.
Like the movie.
Yeah, the movie version yeah. In 1997. Yes. It's awesome because, one, the cast is very diverse. Well, okay, sort of
well,
diverse.
Well, it's, like, good. It's, like, diverse for its time.
Yeah.
There were, like, I feel like it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it could be better, but.
Yes. It just made me happy that there were people of other ethnicities.
I'm actually surprised I didn't see that, because that's, like, not that long ago. Mm-hmm. And I literally saw Snow White, which was from, like, the 30s.
Yeah.
Maybe my mom didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm. I wish more people knew about it, which is why we're talking about it.
Yeah, you guys should watch it. It's actually really good. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't sure if I'd like it, and I watched it, and I really liked it, so.
Yes, I made her watch it. It was a good time investment. yeah, so I was going to say, all of the princesses in all of the other Cinderella movies that I've watched, I guess Ever After, she has brown hair, but they have blonde hair. Mm-hmm. And a lot of princesses, if you think about it, have blonde hair.
Yeah, until, like, yeah, mostly blonde, like, especially the classic ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now they're probably trying a little more. more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying that they always categorize, like, pretty people as blonde hair, like, in the Barbie movies, how mm-hmm. Barbie's literally blonde.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that only blonde girls were pretty because of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I literally thought I was ugly because I had brown hair.
Oh my gosh. I was,
but
I don't
now
know.
I like my hair, so.
Yes, good. As you should.
It's the media perception.
Yeah, it really does a lot. So I'm really happy that they cast who they did.
They got
in this
a really
movie.
Good cast too.
Yeah, which is crazy. This is kind of like, did you know that there was a pretty diverse version of The Wizard of Oz that was made?
Isn't it The Wiz?
Oh,
isn't that like all black musical?
Was it? Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty
oh,
sure
I
The
guess.
Wiz is, like, an all-black musical.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I want to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, if they should make a movie, because that would help me, because I don't really get to go to Broadway, so.
I think this was actually a movie, wasn't it?
Wait, really?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe it's old.
It is a 1978 musical adventure fantasy
okay,
film.
They need a modern one. Oh. Like, with all the iconic people.
Yeah, okay. But this has Diana Ross and Michael Jackson in it. The Wiz does.
I don't know who Diana Ross is.
Oh, she's famous. Hold on a second.
But I think it would be cool if they made a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I think they made, like, The Wiz live at some point, but I think I couldn't watch it for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Diana Ross is a singer. She's very famous, so.
I probably know her songs. I just don't know who she is.
Well, one of them, I don't know. It's like, I'm coming out.
I don't think I know that. I probably know a random song. I don't know.
Probably.
They probably sang one on Glee.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna stop trying to sing like Diana Ross.
I love, how, you know, how Michael Jackson was in his band with his siblings.
Yeah.
And they have a Christmas song. Isn't it like, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa
Claus? Oh, yeah. Was? Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so funny.
Yeah, I used to think that song was so weird.
No, me too, but now I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
I wonder how they felt when they made that song. Like,
it's like, okay, because I thought it was so weird because I thought Santa and, like, the father were two different people, but now I realize that they can be the same person.
Oh! I was like, I thought it was weird because your mom isn't old and then Santa's, like, 1,000.
Oh, okay, yeah. That
I was
makes
like,
sense.
Why would she kiss, like, an old man? I guess, like, if she wanted to be, like, Bella in Twilight, but.
Let's not bring Twilight into this. okay.
I'll bring Twilight into whatever I want to bring Twilight into.
Anyways, but back to the musical. The music is really good in that one.
And the prince is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's a funny dude.
I think so. I just
like one of
him.
The king's people, I think mm-hmm. is funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I can't sell it enough. Go watch the Cinderella musical.
Yeah.
But
I feel like that one was pretty similar to the classic mm-hmm. one.
Yeah, it's just better because the characters have more personality, and
yeah.
they have really good music, mm-hmm. and a diverse cast, and
they should make a new one.
They really should. Okay. I will say, though, that I think that in this case, since they're going off of the French fairy tale, maybe it's more accurate to have someone who's blonde and white in the main role.
I guess,
but I mean, it's cool. No, like, I support that.
Well, yeah.
But
I know what you mean.
Both it's just trying like, to look at both
it's
sides.
It's just weird because, like, growing up, like I didn't notice because I'm white, but, like, growing up, like, all the original princesses, like, there's barely any, like, diversity,
mm-hmm.
and, like, kids growing up will feel bad about it.
Yeah, which is
like,
why
we need to develop more.
Yeah, which is why I'm so excited about all of these new characters that are getting more diverse and actually staying true to the heritage of the story.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it's just so weird how, like, it used to be, like, all blonde and then, like, mostly white.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. That's just so weird.
Mm-hmm. Although Snow White had dark hair.
But nobody likes Snow White because her voice is annoying. Even in Disney World, I didn't like her because they made the voice high.
Yeah.
Ariel had red hair. That was cool.
Yeah. She's a mermaid, but yes. I don't know why that mattered.
What? You were like, Ariel is a mermaid. I hope in the live action one they make, they have all the good songs. And then I hope they make a good original song like they did in Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast. Because Evermore and Speechless are so good. And I feel like they have so much potential to do good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, it'll be so good, hopefully.
Alright, getting back to the animated, now that we've touched on every version of Cinderella that we've watched in the past month or two, I kind of wanted to talk about, let's talk about some of the more fun things first before we dive into the deeper things.
Lucifer is more relevant than the prince. Oh my gosh, so like whenever we first started watching the movie, I noticed that some of the mice have black holes for eyes, and it's so creepy.
If you watch the movie again.
It's only in the first scene.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I didn't notice it the whole, because I kept trying to, like, catch it, and uh-huh. I didn't see it. I only noticed it in the first scene.
Yeah, so some of the smaller mice, characters have black holes for eyes.
Do you think they knew they did that? Like, what if they just forgot?
Oh, they might have. Honestly, they could have. Or maybe somebody caught it, and they were like, nobody's gonna notice. Or something
I
like
noticed.
That.
I noticed. I will notice everything.
But, yeah, the other mice have, like, defined, like...
Like, they have, like, eyes like us, like, a pupil and white, mm-hmm. like, background.
Yeah.
That was not explained well, but they look like normal eyes, but then, like, there's random mice with black holes, and it's so weird.
Yeah. I didn't like it. It reminded me of Coraline.
It just reminds me of, like, dead people.
Okay, let's not.
Also, in the first scene, I noticed during the song that Cinderella literally doesn't have toes. Or if she does, maybe she's just wearing tights. But whenever she was putting on her shoes, like, her feet were, like, round with nothing else.
Yeah. And honestly, that's a testament to how much the animation has improved.
Yeah.
Because details like that weren't as paid attention to, but now in animation, like, you get definition of toes, you get wrinkles on faces, like, you get definite fingers, and, like, yeah. You know, there's so many different characteristics, and just even the texture of clothing, too, mm-hmm. you can see, whereas it was not as defined in these.
Yeah. I love 3D animation so much.
Yes. Oh, and then one thing that I noticed, so I feel like whenever Cinderella's, portrayed nowadays, her dress is pretty blue.
Yeah, I feel like they always make it seem like that. Like, I'm pretty sure in Disney, like, the princess has a blue dress.
Mm-hmm. And in the live action, it's, like, royal blue. It's very deep blue.
It's just weird, because I feel like we envision Cinderella and see blue dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe it was just the way that they, like, promotional material
probably.
That they've changed it to blue, but in the animated it's actually more white than blue most of the time. I mean, obviously it changes with the light and things like that, shadows, but
I'm wondering if, like, I don't know if they actually did this, but I'm wondering if, like, you know how they made, like, new editions of the Disney movies
mm-hmm.
like on DVD and stuff, maybe they like did like more high definition, like, color mm-hmm. to make it look more blue, but I don't really know. Or maybe in, like, I don't know, maybe in, like, the sequels or something, maybe they somehow revisited the dress and made it blue, I don't know, but
yeah,
I just, like, never remembered it as, like, this, like, very faint, like, blue, mostly white color.
Yeah, it was just interesting to see that, because you definitely, I feel like, at least me, when I think of Cinderella, it's blue dress.
Yeah.
For sure.
And the blue headband thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so then some of the more deeper things. We talked about how Cinderella kind of originated.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to mention kind of the relation of the rags to riches idea to American ideals. So even though this is a French story, or at least this version is a French story.
Yeah.
The way that Cinderella goes from being poor to becoming a part of the royal society is, it definitely relates. I think America really emphasizes the opportunities that you have to be able to rise up in economic and class status, social status.
It's like society's built that, like, you need money to live, like, a comfortable life.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will, like, try to work, like, super, super hard to get really high-income jobs because they want to be able to, like, have a family and, like, be able to go on trips and stuff. And then, like, another layer of that is, like, I know, like, at least for me and probably a lot of people, like, growing up, like, you watch TV and you think it's so cool. And so, like, you think it would be really cool if you were, like, a famous movie star or, like, pop singer or something. Because, like, they glamorize that life so much. Even though there's obviously, like, lots of stuff behind it that is not fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I feel like, besides money, they want to be famous, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's also, like, comes with money, I guess. But I don't know. Society has just made it that way that, like, people want fame and want money. And it's not even, like, people aren't, like, that greedy or anything. It's just, like, that's just how it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. I wanted to bring it up because I think that, I don't know if it was really emphasized in the movie. Maybe, because, like, I wonder if this, if Disney was maybe a French organization instead of being based in America, if that would have been different.
Wait, I'm confused. Can you repeat what you were saying?
Oh, I was wondering if Disney had been based in France, like if the creator of Disney was French and like the headquarters and who created Disney movies were French.
Yeah.
It would have emphasized like a rags to riches thing, or if that would have played a role.
I feel like it would definitely change because life there is different from here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, no matter, like, wherever it was made, it would be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because kind of skipping to a little bit different, I'm sorry, I'm jumping all over the place.
It's okay.
But, like, there's a bunch of different versions of Cinderella in many different countries.
I feel like it's one of the most popular stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even on, they make, like, movies, like, Another Cinderella Story,
mm-hmm,
too.
Yeah. Oh, I love those. Those are great.
Yeah, they're so good.
We totally forgot about those. It's fine.
I want to watch the Selena Gomez one.
You have it?
No, I've seen it a lot of times. I just want to watch it again.
Yeah. Yeah, we should watch that one. I love that one. Mm-hmm. But there are some of these that don't really emphasize it's not really even a prince that Cinderella ends up with in some of the stories. Oh. It's like,
is it like freedom?
I mean, sometimes it's a person of high status, sometimes it's just love, I think.
So it's still kind of the same thing.
Sort of. Yeah, but some of them don't have like economic things tied to it, you know, yeah, or social status, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of like weird that, well, I guess not all, some of them, like, they're already princesses, but I feel like it has had an effect on us of, like, the poor to rich thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, it's not even, like, she wants to be rich, she just wants to be free and in love.
Yeah.
But it still, like, has a kind of, like, behind the,
yeah, like, a connotation, yeah, or a nuance to it, yeah.
Because,
yeah,
like, people don't, most people want to just marry someone because they're rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the other thing, too. Like, Cinderella, even just, like, a lot of the princess stories in Disney have this, like, a princess that needs to be saved sort of thing. Especially
like
the original
tried
ones.
To change that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Elsa doesn't need a man. They emphasize sister love. I love that so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
in the originals, they don't have siblings, but Frozen, like, the sister, like, relationship is really cool.
Yeah, I do like that,
like,
a lot.
Like, I wish more princesses had sisters.
Mm-hmm. Like, that were actually relevant.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I swear, they're the only ones.
Yeah, because also, if princesses had sisters, these stories would be so different. Like, love at first sight would not exist. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The other sister would be like, excuse me, you met this man two minutes ago.
They should make, like, a dramatic movie where the sisters are, like, good friends, and then they both like the same guy, and then they fight over it, and then they rise above it, and they're like, okay, we're not gonna fight over this guy because it's stupid. And then they, like, live their lives.
I mean, that's sort of Frozen.
No, because Anna ends up with someone.
Oh, that's true.
I think nobody should end up with anyone.
That's fair. That's
except
fair.
I like the guys that they're with, so I would be sad if there was no one there.
Yeah.
I just want more sister drama.
Mm-hmm. You know what they haven't had?
What?
Brothers.
They did it in Onward.
Oh.
Which was interesting because, like, in the interviews, like, Chris Pratt and Tom Holland, whenever they talked about the movie, they kind of compared it to Frozen because they were like, in Frozen, there's, like, about the sister relationship, and then this one focuses a lot on the brother relationship.
Oh, okay.
Which is, like, interesting. It was really good, too.
I haven't seen that one yet, so I need to watch it. But that's cool. I'm really glad that they did that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a really good one because usually they don't even focus on guys, like, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, like, a good movie for, like, little boys to look up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that they know that. That's interesting because Disney movies are so princess oriented, I wonder.
Yeah, if, like, Pixar is a little different.
Yeah, well, Pixar doesn't really have gender, like, specific. Like, it's
well,
more.
Toy Story is more guys. Like, Woody and Buzz.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, like, both girls and guys like it, but, yeah. The main people are guys.
Yeah, I was just saying, I guess, since they don't have, like, prince and princess movies, they have...
Pixar has way deeper meaning.
Yeah, Pixar is so cool.
Pixar, literally, I was talking to someone about this, and there was, like, Marcus, and we were like, every single Pixar movie made us cry. Like, there's no Pixar movie that won't make you cry.
Pixar is so good, and it also is so different because I think we talked about this before. Disney focuses on one person, but Pixar does a really good job of presenting multiple people.
Yeah.
And having,
and
like,
it's more than just, like, romance. Like, it's nice to have, like, a nice movie where, like, they fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I love Disney movies, but Pixar is, like, more on, like, other people and their friendships.
Yeah. The Incredibles is a family movie, and that's
awesome. Yeah, that
was
really good, yeah.
Yeah. Soul, that just came out, is Pixar.
Oh, Soul made me so sad that I had to stop watching it.
Yeah.
I had to, like, wait till the next day to finish it.
Yeah. I mean, Soul is more of a one person, two people thing.
I remember Inside Out came out on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And we saw Toy Story 3 on my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pixar movies always come out around my birthday.
That's awesome.
Up is so good.
Yeah. Oh, Up is amazing. Inside Out?
I need to watch Inside Out again because I'm pretty sure I've only seen it once.
Mm-hmm.
Ratatouille.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, I always forgot about Brave because that's like a princess movie, kind of, but not with a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brave is
so I mean, I would be sad without princess movies. I just think it's cool that Pixar does different things. Like,
yeah.
All their movies are very different.
Monsters, Inc.? Oh, I
that
love
that movie.
These.
Used to scare me because I was afraid of Randall.
Oh,
Randall,
yeah.
So scarring.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Oh, Monsters University is so good.
Yeah. Cars, Finding Nemo, Finding Dory. Oh, all of these are so good.
I hope they make more.
Yeah.
Pixar used to do this thing where, I don't know if you remember, but, like, before every single movie, they would make a Pixar short. And
oh,
so they would
really?
Play the short before the movie.
Oh.
It's really cool. I don't think they do it anymore, though.
Well, they still make some shorts that, like, let's see.
The Bow.
This one I've seen before. Jerry's Game.
That seems old.
I mean, it is old, but I definitely saw it.
No, I mean, like, they played it before movies, but not anymore.
Oh.
But you've definitely seen it. Like, they made the lava thing, but that didn't, I don't think that played before a movie. Like, they just make it for fun. I've seen that bird one.
Oh, I haven't.
There's also one called, like, Paper Man, where this dude throws a paper plane, and then I think it, like, reaches a random lady.
Oh, I've seen Bao?
Yeah, I've seen that too. That made me depressed. So good. That literally made me cry.
Aww.
I bet that won like an. I wonder if that won like an Oscar or something for sure.
I feel like it did. It should have. It's so good.
It made me so sad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, getting back to Cinderella.
Yeah, we've been talking for a long time.
Yeah, so we're gonna wrap this up a little bit with some fun facts.
Oh yeah, so I wanted to add the Rotten Tomatoes rating because I did that for Snow White. And so the Cinderella rating was also really high. You guys can pause it if you want to guess. But the rating is 97%, which is higher than Moana's rating.
Yeah. It's really high. I don't understand.
I just think, why are they making these old, bad, well, they're not bad movies, but they're certainly not this worthy of a rating. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Harry Potter gets, like, 80%.
I think maybe it's just because they take into consideration the time that they were released.
Yeah. But it's just annoying.
Yeah.
I don't understand critics sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so...
We forgot to talk about these.
Mm-hmm. And comparing, like, cultures, in the original French version of the story, way back, the slippers are made of fur instead of glass, which is so interesting, because can you imagine Gus Gus and, what's his?
Jack.
Jack? Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, both of them coming up to these shoes and seeing that they're made out of fur, they would be so creeped out.
I know. These poor mice. Like, who are you?
Yeah. In the original Italian version, the fairy godmother turns into a cat.
McGonagall.
Yeah, Lucifer has a nemesis.
What if the fairy godmother is friends with Professor McGonagall? Wait, because when did that come out? Oh, I don't know. But Professor McGonagall is kind of old. She's probably dead now.
Yeah. That would be so cool. You should make a film about that.
I'm definitely making one about Lucifer. I'm so doing that. Poster can be Lucifer.
I can't wait to see it. In the Chinese version, Cinderella's name is Ye Shen, I think. And the fairy godmother is a fish. So we've had a fairy godmother tree, we have a fairy godmother cat, and we have a fairy godmother fish. And in the Egyptian version, the shoes are not glass, they're like a rosy gold, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, those are some different culture facts about Cinderella. And you guys should look them up because there's so many different versions and they're very interesting to look through. I'm looking at a site right now that's by the American Library Association, and there's Cinderella stories, at least three or four for every major continent.
Yeah, you guys should read the Grimm's Cinderella one, and maybe you can, like, figure out, like, if the dad was trying to kill her so that we know.
Yes, please. I need clarity. All right. And then we kind of talked about this earlier, but the name of the prince in the animated version is never revealed.
Yeah, so we just assume it's Prince Charming, I guess.
Which is interesting because in Once Upon a Time, they actually give him a name and call him Thomas.
Yeah. Where do you think the name Prince Charming came from? They sort of made it, like, Prince Annoying.
Well, I guess they just needed something that was... he was gonna sweep her off her feet.
They sort of said Prince Haughty.
Not appropriate for these children. Charming is just... it's quaint,
I call,
you know?
Post-it Cutesicle.
Cutesicle? Oh, that's adorable. Why do you have such good names for your pet? Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't know. Well, we call her Popo, but I say Cutesicle sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, okay. And the last one, while it could be just a coincidence, three of the lady mice in the dressmaking scene around when Jack says, poor Cinderella, are in green, pink, and blue dresses. Not quite the exact same colors as the three good fairies in Sleeping Beauty.
It's, like, kind of similar.
Oh.
And then yeah. I forgot, like, exactly what, but I think someone that played one of the fairy godmothers was in this, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I just thought it was interesting that, like, the color scheme is kind of similar in both.
Yeah. Maybe it had something to do with the colors that they were able to actually use in the animation. I don't know, though.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Also, in Once Upon a Time, the prince also didn't have much character development.
Yeah.
But he was better.
He was just kind of sweet and, like, a family guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Yes. Yes. Like I said before, I would rather have no personality than a bad personality.
I don't think anyone in real life has no personality.
Yeah. Everybody has a personality, for sure. All right. Well, that is it for our episode.
For a really long time.
I mean, this is about average, honestly.
That's true, but I feel like people are gonna get mad at us.
We keep getting feedback that our episodes are too long. I'm sorry, okay?
But they're good.
We have so much to talk about, and it's interesting if you last till the end.
Yeah, and if you guys want us to, like, randomly, like, do an episode on a Disney movie you guys really like, you should definitely let us know. Because
yeah.
That would be fun to, like, get recommendations.
Let us know, DM us on Instagram, or,
Or just text us.
Like, yeah. if you know us, text us, for sure. We are excited to hear your comments and feedback.
Yeah. If you have any, like, tips on how to improve the podcast, or you just want us to talk about, like, a cool show or movie, I think that would be fun.
Yeah, so. Or something that you thought was cool and you connected while we were talking. I know, even when I listen to these back when I'm editing, I'll realize something that I wanted to talk about, or a cool connection that I made from listening to us. So, if you guys have those, feel free to share them, too.
Yeah. And make sure you guys follow our podcast Instagram if you don't already.
Yeah! Woo!
Okay, so we'll see you guys, and hope that you guys come back for next week's episode.
Bye, guys!
Bye!